What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Good to see everybody already in the comments mixing it up. You know it's Monday morning. You're chomping at the bit. You're ready to go. You're ready to talk some Packers just like we are. Every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. That's what we do. We talk about the green and gold. And, of course, the Packers are entering phase two of the offseason program, which really doesn't mean much more than they can go in the building now. And some guys will show up. Some guys probably will not. To head off the questions, which I'm sure are coming, they do not have to participate in person this week to have their to make it count towards their workout off-season workout bonuses. So the rubber will really meet the road next week when phase three begins. But for now, we've seen guys starting to arrive via social. I know AJ Dillon put up a shot of Jordan Love and company. Good to see everybody. Travis, good morning. How are you? Sandy, good morning. Good morning, Joseph. How are you? Brian, good morning from Denver. Good morning from New York. Hope you're well. Weren't last year's rookies supposed to be at rookie minicamp? Javier, no, not necessarily. There were a number of second and third, even third year players that were there and some tryout guys. I haven't been able to make a live quite some time. Since I'm up in Alaska, good to make it. What's up, Silas? Good to see you, man. Welcome. Gary, how are you, man? KJBD11. I have not gotten a notification that there is any practice today, so I suspect everything they're going to be doing is internal. Well, let me check. Maybe there's an update. We'll see. But no, I have I've got no indication that there's public practice or practice at all. How come we aren't seeing Green Bay chicken on KJ Wright? Probably because he is asking for a livable wage when it comes to NFL salaries, and the Packers have no money. In terms of money, they have no money. Royce Newman is a whole vibe. You got that right, Dan. No doubt about it. Quiet on A-Rod. I think that's good. Danny, I very much agree. I said on Twitter this morning, I am in 100% agreement with Homer, which is a rarity. But I think this is all about 12 continuing to let the Packers twist in the wind and enjoy their embarrassment. And I think he will be the starter week one. Hey, Nags, I loved how Slayton expected Green Bay to be frozen. Yeah, that's carrying on a long tradition of rookies coming up to Green Bay and Green Bay not being exactly what they expected. Do I think the Packers will redo Adams? Yes, Danny, I do. I think they will extend him probably right before the start of training camp. Well, is when I would expect an announcement, looks much like they did. I have done in the past. They always like to announce big extensions right prior to camp to start things off on a good vibe. Did they finally sign Stokes and Rodgers? Are they going to touch Aaron's contract? They've been trying to touch Aaron's contract all offseason from the reporting. Offering to make him the highest paid quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. As far as I could see this morning, no, Stokes and Rodgers remain the only two unsigned draft picks. But hey, think about the way it used to be before this, prior to this most recent CBA, we'd be going down to late July before guys would start getting signed. Now, whole draft classes get signed in the afternoon. It's crazy. But I don't doubt that Stokes and Rodgers will get done sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. Does Eric Stokes ever stop smiling? No. How do I feel about the big fellas? Slayton, I'm hearing great things. The power is real. Oh, it's so early. No idea. No, I'm excited about him. There's no doubt about that. I love that mountain of a man in the middle of the defense. I'm all for it. But just because you're big doesn't mean you can play. It's because you're big doesn't mean you can't get moved. Long way to go. Long way to go. We'll see. I'm from Green Bay, and I still have a bit of shock when I land in Green Bay. What a crazy place to have an NFL stadium. That is the one thing that a number of the guys mentioned that is very true. As far as, you can be driving, especially if you're coming down Oneida. If you come down Lombardi, it's a little bit different now because the title town's been built out and you get a different, get a sense of, okay, there's at least something here. But you come down Oneida and it's literally on one side, you've got strip malls and burger joints and what have you. And on the other end, it's nothing but houses. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a stadium. Like, it's crazy. That part is fun. And I always, if I drive into Green Bay with someone who's never been there before, that is always the way I take them for that very reason. Oh, Theodore, thanks for the kind words. It's very nice of you. Brandon, thoughts on Kalen Hill? Man, beast. Looks like a beast in his tape. Looks like a well-put-together dude. No doubt about it. He's a physical runner. And, hey, man, listening to him sure sounds like he's confident in his abilities in the passing game, which obviously is what you need to do to get playing time. Got to be a three-down back. I think a lot of it will depend on his work on special teams and what kind of work he does in pass pro. And, of course, we won't really know about any of that until the pads come on. Joe O, thanks for the super chat. So why did Slayton fall, not a three-down player? I mean, that's the perception, yeah, that he is a run stuffer only. You know, doesn't offer much in the way of pass rush. And I know there are clips out there of him knocking guys down, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, again, against the future gym teachers of America, that really means much. But, yeah, you know, big guy, doesn't offer you a lot on third down. He's going to fall. It's not, I won't say that's a surprise. Do we have enough at middle linebacker? Should we get Quan Alexander? I wouldn't be surprised if Quan was amiable to a one-year prove-it type deal in Green Bay. That's something much more than KJ Wright. That's something I think is a possibility because we heard Brian talk about wanting to add or wanting to target, actually, inside backer in the draft as a possibility, and the board just didn't fall the way he wanted it to in that regard, value-wise. You know, they've added quarterbacks. We've seen that. I don't doubt for a second that they'll be looking everywhere to augment inside backer. I think, you know, a free agent is a possibility. A trade is a possibility. Even picking over the waiver wire is a possibility. But, yeah, I'd be surprised if they went into camp. Now, they got a long way to go until they, you know, get to that point. But I'd be surprised if they went into camp with just the guys they have. Now, you know, any move they make now, because they have officially put 90 guys on the roster when they signed the quarterback, Penkert. So, you know, they're at 90. Any move they make from here on out will need a corresponding move. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Good morning from San Diego. I just wanted to say thank you for Cheesehead TV and carrying the G always. That is very nice of you, Luke. Thank you so much for the support. Very nice. Amari Rogers is putting on a clinic on how to ingratiate yourself into a new fan base. Yes. Yes, he is. William, thank you for the super chat. I'm going to Lambeau Field against the Bears this year. So excited. What should I look for while I'm there? Thanks, Nags. I'm everything, man. Get there early. Get there often. Get up there on Saturday and take it all in. Yeah, I mean, the vibe around the stadium is excellent, obviously, each and every game day. Bears games are always extra special. But yeah, man, like I've said to a couple other people, if you get there on a Saturday, make sure you do the Heritage Trail. It's kind of that one of those things that not a lot of people talk about. It doesn't get a lot of pub, except when I guess when I talk about it. But it's not featured by the Packers heavily because they're only kind of tangentially involved. But it is amazing. And just getting the feel for the history of the town and the team growing together is pretty awesome. So get there on Saturday and do that. And then on Sunday, just get to the stadium nice and early. And get to Lot 1. Have a brat. Have a beer. If you're of age, William, I don't know. You look kind of young. So I don't know. What's Daphne's your role in year two? Bryson, his role is to make the team. That's no given. I think he'll be absolutely given every opportunity to do so. I think his work on special teams could really, you know, help his bid, obviously. But he could very easily get caught up in the numbers game just because they can only keep so many at a certain position because they have to keep another guy at a different position, etc. But his work on special teams last year alone should give him a leg up, should give him, you know, at least Justin Outen, the position coach, standing up for him at time when they're making pitches for who to cut and who to keep. We saw what he did from scrimmage last year. That obviously helps. Caught a nice touchdown against the Bears. It all adds up. But, again, it's no given. He's got, you know, some really premium pick draft choices in front of him in that room between Sternberger and DeGuara. Of course, Tonyan has kind of solidified himself as, you know, tight end number one. And then you got Big Dog, who I don't think is getting cut. So I think the odds are steep. But you never know. Like I said, he could just shine in camp and make the choice real difficult. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Nags, will you go ask Larry McCarron for an autograph and a picture? Thanks for all you do. If you guys haven't seen, Tyler put up a great clip of Rock Larry McCarron from rookie minicamp talking about the passage of time, essentially, how no one asks for his autograph anymore. And damn it, man, everybody should be asking for Rock's autograph. He is the absolute man. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, are leadership qualities something that scouts look at from players? How much teaching goes into that? Example, Jordan Love situation. You know, I guess tangentially it can be something that guys will gather information on. It is not quantifiable, which makes it tough. There's no doubt that they will ask his coaches, his teammates, is he a leader? Is he a good leader? What kind of leader is he? How does he exude leadership? And on most of the questionnaires that scouts give to NFL coaches, they always ask about leadership. The problem is it's like, again, it's so kind of subjective, right? As far as Jordan Love goes, I think you heard what Matt LaFleur said after the draft. Yeah, you know, it is time for Jordan to tune out the noise and just concentrate on what he can control. And that's a common phrase and a common thing. Jordan Love's in a tough spot, man, because right now, as of this moment, unless there's breaking news to the contrary, he is the lead quarterback in the room. You know, he's the guy who's been in the system now for a year. He's going to be taking, whenever they end up on the field, he's going to be QB1. He's just got to do his job. I don't think people are going to be looking to Jordan Love for leadership just yet. Now, he's got to take control of the huddle and things like that. But more than anything, he's just got to tune out the noise and do his job and do what he's there to do, which is play quarterback. Deshaun Perry, thanks for the super chat. Packers could have best tight end group in the league. I mean, one of the most versatile, there's no doubt about it. Now, are they going to utilize them? That's always my question. I love the idea of deploying lots of different talented tight ends, but if you don't utilize them, what's the point? I mean, and it also augments your receiving capabilities. It's something that some media and Packers fans seem to always forget. It's like, oh, the Packers have nothing at wide receiver, which we all know is a total joke, but they have no weapons. But then they have all these really talented guys who are still developing at tight end who could easily be thrown into the mix. Hell, Robert Tonyan set a scoring record last year. No, tied a scoring record, sorry, for the tight end position. You know, these guys can be parts of the offense, big parts of the offense. They've just got to be utilized. And whether that's LaFleur drawing up more stuff for them, Aaron finding them more in the progressions, whatever, there's a lot of talent there. It just needs to be utilized a little bit more. Why are people talking about Odell and Julio in the chat? This isn't fantasy football. What's the word on Myers' positional versatility? Good question, Thomas. We actually asked him and the coaches about that this past weekend. He's going to start mainly at center. They think he's got the ability to play all along the interior, all three spots. But initially, he is going to strictly be working at center, which I get. I think, you know, the hope, plan/hope is for him to be the week one center. You know, but they're not going to say that. They're going to talk about, you know, competition, et cetera. But I think they're hoping he hits the ground running. And to help kind of facilitate that, I think they just want to have him concentrating on center. Royce Newman is a flex tight end. I'm down for that, man. But Tonyan was undrafted, so it doesn't count. Fair point, Joe. Very fair point. I totally forgot. Good point. Jones should get less catches if Amari Rodgers pans out, right? Not necessarily, Brandy. I think you can expect a fair amount of receiving yards, receptions, etc. from both of them. I think it all depends on how quickly Amari assimilates to the offense. They're not just going to all of a sudden start throwing him a ton of balls. You know, we know what Jones is. Jones is a known commodity, and he's going to unleash week one, most likely, in the passing game, in the running game, whatever. Amari has a chance to, you know, eat into some of that, no doubt about it, but I think their packages will be significantly different. You know, Amari will be Tyler Irvin and Randall Cobb combined, whereas Aaron Jones is going to continue to be Aaron Jones. Cyril, thanks for the super chat. Although we have most of the band back together, but I'm stoked to see the impact of these last two draft classes, 13-3, and it feels like we got better. Sir, I believe you mean 14-3. Thank you very much. It feels like they got better. Yeah, but that's all it is a feeling. Doesn't mean much until they put it on the grass and actually do something with it. I'm with you, though, and I'm really happy you used the last two draft classes because, yes, everybody is very excited about the rookies. We always are. Each and every year, they always offer promise, especially this season because you got a lot of guys coming in at perceived positions of need and coming from big schools, you expect it not to be too big for them. They can probably step in and contribute right away. But you absolutely 1,000,000,000% have got to continue to get development and growth from your previous draft classes, especially guys like AJ Dillon, Josiah DeGuara, Kamal Martin. Those are the guys that are really going to help this team take it to another level. And that's what I'm excited to watch. What else we got? So many super chats. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Should do a Cheesehead TV guide to Green Bay, lot one and other tips. That's a really good idea, Joe. I'm totally stealing that. Thank you, sir. I love this idea. William, thanks for the super chat. Other than his injuries, why hasn't Jay's skill set clicked with this system? Just hasn't been utilized, and he hasn't been on the field. I remember his rookie year, he was running with the threes and never got any time with Rodgers. So by the time he was on the field his rookie year, about halfway through the season after the cheap shot from the Texans, et cetera, you know, he just, you know, it was kind of an afterthought. You know, Rodgers isn't thrown to a guy he hasn't had any reps with unless it's a dire circumstance. And then last year he had COVID coming into the season and missed a lot of time. And then he got hurt. And then he had the flu. So he's just had a real tough run of luck. I'm hoping that staying on the field, staying healthy, et cetera, helps him hit the ground running this year and it can absolutely utilize his skill set, because I think he can really be a legitimate weapon in the offense. And you've seen glimmers of it. You've seen real kind of glimpses of it his first two seasons, but I still think there's a lot of upside there. Nagler was out drinking with Domofsky last night. Kevin, I tell you what, I wish I had been. I've been a lot of fun. Demo's a good drinking partner. No doubt about it. Between Dillon and Jones, Matt LaFleur can re-scheme the run game every week. Hope running back 3 to 4 can hang. I'm with you, Kenny. You're absolutely right. Their ability to kind of hit you any kind of way in the running game is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I do think it'll be very opponent/scheme specific. What kind of scheme does the defense like? What do they like to run? What are their tendencies? Okay, how can we take advantage of that with our guys? And, you know, it's funny because that's very different than, you know, the last decade or so under McCarthy, who was very much, this is our stuff, we're going to run it regardless. I think Matt has done and shown that he is he's much more apt to find ways to utilize the personnel on hand in different ways from week to week, which I love. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. What happens when a coach and GM disagree on a player? Could Jace be an example? Is it possible that Goody likes him more than LaFleur? Yeah, it's possible. But what happens is, you probably don't get as much playing time, maybe. But you got to throw the position coach in the mix as well. You know, when they're calling out packages, a lot of times the position coaches are the ones telling guys, okay, Jace, we need you in there. Or Josiah, we need you for this one, blah, blah, blah. Now, there will be specific plays and specific packages for a certain player, maybe a play or two here or there. But for the most part, you know, Matt will say during the week, okay, let's try and get Jace more involved this week to Justin. And then it'll be incumbent upon the position coach to make sure he's out there more. But for the most part, I sense, and that's all it is a sense from the outside looking in, I get the sense that, you know, Brian and Matt are pretty in lockstep with how they view their guys. But you never know. There may be disagreements here and there. I mean, that would only be human, right? God forbid. Next. Oh, I must know. Who are you taking, Gilbert Brown or BJ Raji? Danny, that's not even a question. It's Gilbert Brown. Come on now. I love me some BJ Raji. You guys know this. He's amazing. He has been a ongoing theme of Packers Daily for years, but come on. It's Gilbert Brown. How do you take anybody over the Gravedigger? Come on, now, you can't do that. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. All I ask is this. You know, there are people out there trying to position themselves as the nemesis to Cheesehead TV. They're trying to make sure that they can spear us with their acerbic wit. You don't have to worry about those people. Don't bring them. Don't drag them into conversations on Twitter or my inbox or what have you. You don't need to worry about it. Just continue carrying the G and do me a humongous favor. Press like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Uncultured Barbarian with the last second super chat. Won't be long summer for me, Nags. Went nuts during the summer of Favre. Aren't not doing it again. Today's jam is For a Rocker by Jackson Brown. Pappies. Thank you, Uncultured. I'm with you, man. But unfortunately, anybody who lives on the internet, it's going to be a long summer. And that's what most of us do. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Please, please, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.